place like home. And for Erica Abernathy, home was Bronco Heights, Montana, where everyone had an opinion, and not always a positive one. In spite of what her family thought about her choosing a career in Colorado over it, she did love the ranch, the land, the mountains. And after 12 years, she was back to stay, just like her parents always wanted.
You're gonna make them grandparents, little one. But they are not gonna be happy with me. Here goes nothing.
Erica stood on the front porch, 30 years old with dirty blonde hair and dark blue eyes, but she felt much younger in this moment. She took a deep breath as the front porch light flashed on. Angela Abernathy opened the door. Angela was in her early 50s with Erica's same kind blue eyes, which widened and blinked once, then smiled with pleasure.
Erica, sweetheart, what a surprise.
Hi, Mama.
This is wonderful. Oh, don't stand out there in the cold. Come inside. Please tell me you're staying, and for more than a day this time.
Big fat yes. I definitely am.
Is there a holiday I don't know about? Why didn't you tell us you were coming?
There it was. The first judgment. And her mom hadn't yet noticed the main attraction. Erica walked farther in and pulled her poncho off over her head. Her mother gaped.
Erica, you're pregnant. Very pregnant. Why didn't you tell us you're going to have a baby?
I was gonna tell you, I just couldn't figure out how to say it.
Is there a marriage you couldn't figure out how to tell us about either?
No, Mama, I'm not married.
Is it Peter's baby?
No. I told you, we broke up over a year ago.
You did, but I just thought... Erica, who is the father?
The breakup had stunned Erica because they dated for a long time. Peter Barron was handsome, smart, fun, successful, and she'd really cared about him. They had a relationship that was the envy of all their friends. She'd been so sure he was the one. So she brought up the subject of having children. His answer was adamant and unequivocal. He didn't want any kids, ever. And he wasn't going to change his mind.
I don't want to talk about it.
Did something happen to you?
No, I didn't mean to scare you. Mama, I really want to talk to you about this.
Angela, what's taking so long? Who's at the door?
Surprise!
She'd always been Daddy's little girl, but she'd never seen him look at her quite like this before. He was fit and tan, but the color drained from his face. Her father was old-fashioned and set in his ways. Stubborn was her dad's middle name.
Good Lord! Erica! What in the world?
You're gonna be a grandfather, Daddy.
Did you come here alone?
You're asking if I'm married. The answer is no.
Are you all right?
I'm fine, Daddy.
We're your parents, and we have concerns.
I know, and I love you both very much, but please believe me when I say I'm fine.
How long are you staying?
Would it be all right if I lived here until I find a job?
Of course you can stay with us. Wait, you left Barron Enterprises?
I was fired, actually.
I don't understand. Not long ago, you got that big promotion.
It's a long story, but I was wrongfully fired. I already have an appointment with an attorney.
Good for you. You can tell us the details when you feel up to it.
Erica's dad helped her unload the car and take some things upstairs to her old room. She appreciated that very much and knew all of this must be hard for him. After that, she felt an overwhelming need to see her big brother. Fortunately, his house was on the ranch, so Erica walked over.
Hi, I'm Melanie Driscoll.
You're the woman who's going to marry my brother. I'm Erica. Mom called me right after he proposed. What a gorgeous ring.
Oh, I think so.
When's the wedding?
Next summer.
I'm so glad to finally meet you.
Same here. And I hear congratulations are in order for you too. Your mom called.
I figured.
Gabe is still on the phone with her.
My ears were burning.
I have to say, you're positively glowing. The baby bump is so cute and you're beautiful.
You should probably get your eyes checked. I'm as big as a barn.
You look fantastic. How do you feel?
The first 3 months were a little rough with morning sickness, but since then I've been great. I'm so glad my brother had the good sense to marry you.
I'm the lucky one. I'd given up on finding someone, and then there he was.
She turned an adoring gaze on the man in question when he came up beside her. Gabriel Abernathy was a tall, broad-shouldered force of nature. When he looked at Melanie, his blue eyes were flirty. Then his gaze landed on Erica and turned serious.
I just got off the phone with Mom.
Hello to you, too.
Come here.
I'm so glad to see you.
Same here. But I have to ask, what the hell are you doing, Erica?
I'm having a baby, and I want this child more than anything in the world.
Mom told me you won't say who the father is?
Don't start on me. Every time I make a decision, I'm being judged in a bad way. And you all wonder why I don't come home more often.
It's not judgment. It's just that we miss you. Me, Mom, Dad, Grandpa Alexander. Gramps.
Guilt zinged her hard. Gramps, her great-grandfather, Josiah Abernathy, was in his mid-90s and had been diagnosed with dementia. The subtext of her brother's words was that no one knew how much time he had left, and she'd been focused on career, which didn't leave a lot of free time.
I'll go see him soon. So, tell me how you and Melanie met.
It's Mel.
Mel moved to Bronco from Rush Creek Falls for a job. She ended up looking into the Abernathy family history. Gramps' history.
I have a good friend in Rust Creek Falls named Winona Cobbs. It came to my attention that she and Josiah Abernathy were secretly in love when they were very young. She got pregnant. When she gave birth, she thought the little girl was stillborn and had a breakdown. But that's not what happened. The baby was alive.
It turned out that Gramps' parents forced him to leave town and put the baby up for adoption. We think somewhere in or around Bronco.
Oh my God.
Winona was hospitalized recently. She's 93 and frail. I'm worried that if something doesn't break soon, we'll lose her before we can reunite her with her daughter, Beatrix.
Erica was definitely shocked that Josiah had a daughter out of wedlock that the family never knew about. But she felt a parallel to his story. Her own secret. She was having a baby, and no one was going to know how this child came to be.
Mom told me about Peter and your job.
It's been an emotional and eventful couple of weeks.
You've been through a lot recently. Everyone needs a minute to get used to the new normal. It's all gonna be fine.
Listen to her, baby sister. She's a smart lady. And I'm taking her out to dinner tonight.
Why don't you come with us?
I don't want to intrude.
You won't be, right, Gabe?
Definitely. You should come. There's a new restaurant in town. Barbecue, but better. DJ's Deluxe.
I'm the CFO now. Come with us. We could all use a distraction.
I sure could use one.
It's settled then.
She didn't for a moment regret that she was pregnant, but seeing Mel and Gabe together, loving each other, made her a little envious. On the upside, her baby was going to have the best aunt and uncle in the world.
Morgan Dalton walked into DJ's Deluxe and went straight to the bar. And he needed a beer. And if a woman came along after that, he wouldn't complain. A woman would sure take his mind off his problems.
This looks fantastic. Everything you give me is better than the last.
Hey, Erica. Since you're new to town, how about you meet my friend, Morgan Dalton?
Morgan was a difficult man to miss. He was 6 feet tall with thick, dark brown hair, a full beard and mustache, and green eyes that glinted mischievously when he smiled.
Hello, Morgan. I'm Erica.
She smelled of blackcurrant and amber, and he liked her voice. There was something low and husky and sensuous about it that made him sit up and take notice of everything she said. That face. She was beautiful. He barely noticed when DJ put a glass of beer in front of him.
Nice to meet you.
Erica was struck by this man's presence. He was large and muscular and had an irresistible smile. He had an undeniable sex appeal.
So, you're new to town?
Not exactly. But I haven't lived here for 12 years. What about you?
I've been here a year. My father bought Dalton's Grange. My four brothers and I work there with my dad.
There are four more at home like you?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you like it here so far?
The prettiest country I've ever seen. But a little on the chilly side. It could just be me. There are some folks who consider us new money, without deep roots or any legacy. A couple of families have been here for generations. The Taylors and the Abernathys. If you're not one of them, you get some funny looks.
Really? Thanks for the warning.
So, where are you moving from?
Colorado, Denver. My parents have been wanting me to come back, and I had a change of circumstances in my career.
Oh?
I got fired.
Whoever fired you was clearly an idiot.
I think so. But that's very nice of you to say, considering that we just met.
The length of our acquaintance doesn't make my comment any less sincere. Not just no, because... Where have you been all my life? Forget I said that.
No way. I love it. That was quite possibly cheesier than these potato skins.
I take it back.
So, tell me, Morgan, why don't you have a beautiful woman on your arm tonight?
I wouldn't say you're on my arm exactly, but you're talking to me.
But we're not together. A good-looking cowboy like you, in this place, all by himself, is a dozen kinds of wrong. So what gives?
I've been waiting for you.
Are you flirting with me?
Well, maybe a little. You're pregnant.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
Erica, you have to know that I've never hit on a pregnant woman in my life. I apologize.
Well, Morgan Dalton, I'm thrilled to be your first. I'm not married, nor offended. But maybe I should apologize to you.
For what?
You're white as a ghost.
And you're enjoying that quite a bit, aren't you?
Yes. But I should have said something sooner. It's been a long day, and coming home is hard.
Oh?
My great-grandfather, Josiah Abernathy, has dementia. And my family is kind of upset I haven't been back to visit him in a while.
I'm so sorry.
I understand where you're coming from. People in this town don't deal well with change, and my parents are no exception. They respect tradition.
But like I said, we're new money.
Yeah, it kind of makes you an outsider. They also aren't thrilled that their daughter is pregnant and not married. I feel a lot like an outsider, too.
What about the baby's father?
Are you okay, Erica?
Oh, hi, Gabe. Of course. Why wouldn't I be?
I'm sorry we left you alone.
It's okay. Morgan kept me company. Have you two met?
Yes.
Mel, you're pretty new to town, aren't you?
Yes, and I love it here. People have been so friendly and welcoming.
I guess that happens when you're engaged to an Abernathy.
It helps. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm tired. It's been a long day. I just have to get down from here first.
Here, take my arm.
Erica looked at his green, beautiful eyes once more, and she noticed that he also stared into hers. She felt different, like he was really noticing her.
It was really nice to meet you, Morgan.
The pleasure was mine.
The next morning, Erica was in the best mood. A man had flirted with her, and how nice it felt waking up in her old room. Lace curtains crisscrossed the window view of the mountains. She showered and headed down for breakfast. She'd only expected to see her mother, as her father was almost always busy with ranch work by now. Not today. Her brother, Gabe, was there too, and Grandpa Alexander.
How come you guys are not working?
Good morning, sweetie. Did you sleep well?
As well as can be expected. Don't let me interrupt. Feel free to continue talking about me.
What makes you think we were talking about you?
Oh, please.
Why don't you let me make you a plate of food? You need to keep up your strength.
Thank you, Mama. It smells wonderful. But first, I'd like to know what's going on.
You know I've always had your best interests at heart.
That's how you start when someone isn't going to like what you're about to say. Does this have to do with last night? Morgan Dalton seemed to be a very nice man. I liked him a lot.
Looks can be deceiving.
No one knows much about them.
Has anyone bothered to get to know them?
There are rumors. You know how this town is.
Mel's friend Amanda is engaged to his brother.
Does Mel think her friend is making a mistake marrying Morgan's brother?
She said he's a good man and a terrific father.
Well, what do you know?
But, sweetie, you're pregnant.
He's after something.
His ranch seems to be doing fine, no? You do realize, for the past 12 years, I've been taking pretty good care of myself?
Except for the part where you're having a baby without a husband.
Thank you all for the advice. I have to run. I have an appointment in town with an attorney.
Could you do me a favor? I called in an order to the building supply store. It will fit in your SUV, and you'll be sure to have one of the guys there loaded up for you.
No problem, Daddy.
Erica was early for her 10 o'clock slot at Randall & Randall. It was a brother-sister firm located in the Bronco Heights business district. The receptionist's nameplate read, Mrs. Frances Randall. All in the family, Erica thought.
Can I get you anything? Water? Coffee?
No, thanks.
You must be Erica Abernathy. I'm Charlotte Randall. It's nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Charlotte brought Erica to her office. Floor-to-ceiling windows looked out on the gorgeous mountains while diplomas and certificates displayed her impressive credentials.
How can I help you?
I'm not sure you can, actually. Until recently, I worked for Barron Enterprises in Denver.
I've heard of it. Big media company, powerful.
Yeah, I was fired.
Were you given a reason for the dismissal?
No, I was called in to see the company president. He told me I was being transferred to the Miami office. I had dated his son, but we broke up. And then he married one of the receptionists. She got pregnant. And then she became increasingly hostile as my own pregnancy began to show.
It's a good thing you toughed it out. If you'd quit, you would have lost any standing in the court to file a lawsuit.
The transfer came out of the blue. I pushed back, my boss got angry, and said I was fired.
I see. So there was no misconduct on your part?
No. I've been with the company for 8 years and had a spotless record. In fact, I was promoted to chief administrative officer.
So you want to sue Barron for wrongful termination?
I believe I was unfairly let go.
Even in an at-will state, there are exceptions to the rule and legal remedies that could help you keep your job. Or go for a settlement. One exception is discrimination, specifically pregnancy.
I don't think you fired me because I'm having a baby.
It doesn't matter what the motivation for termination was. You're in a protected class, and that gives you a very good chance of winning a settlement. The optics for a powerful media company bullying a pregnant woman are really bad.
Erica got out of the car and walked into the cavernous interior of the building supply store. But she was the one doing the quivering when she practically ran into Morgan Dalton standing just inside the door.
Morgan had been thinking about Erica a lot since last night, but he hadn't expected to see her again. Yet, here she was. She was even more beautiful than she'd been last night.
If it isn't the prettiest pregnant lady in town, to what do I owe the good fortune of seeing you again so soon?
My father, what brings you here?
Fencing materials. It's getting to be time to make repairs.
You seem very serious all of a sudden. You know, they talk about your brother.
My guess would be that it's Holt.
Gabe mentioned he's a good man and father.
Yeah, he is. 10 years ago, he had a brush with the law. Holt isn't proud of it.
Niece or nephew?
Nephew. Robbie, he's 7. As a matter of fact, I'm taking him to Happy Hearts after school.
Happy Hearts?
It's an animal sanctuary, run by Daphne Taylor. Robbie picked out a dog and cat from there, both rescues.
I know Daphne. She was a year ahead of me in high school. As a matter of fact, I dated her older brother Jordan the summer after I graduated.
Oh?
Yeah, I haven't thought about him for a long time. My parents made no secret of the fact they really wanted me to marry Jordan.
But you didn't do that.
Nope. There was no spark.
No spark, huh? With you? Wonder what that could have been like.
Mm-hmm. No spark.
You should come out to the sanctuary. This afternoon, maybe.
Maybe. I better see about my father's order.
You need some help?
The order was already loaded onto a cart. One of the store employees started to wheel it out to her SUV. Morgan followed her to the car and put her rear seat down flat, slid the boards in one by one. That gave him a chance to spend a couple more minutes with her. He opened her car door and helped her into the car.
Such a gentleman. Thank you, Morgan.
Nice to run into you, Erica.
Erica sniffed the air and savored the familiar, earthy scent of animals and hay inside the barn. Her dad was in the back room in front of the workbench.
Daddy, I got the stuff you ordered.
Thanks.
What are you going to do with this?
I'm building something.
What?
A piece of furniture.
Something for Mama?
Sort of.
I have a lot of good memories growing up here with Grandpa Alex and Gramps.
Is that so? Funny you didn't have any trouble walking away.
Do you remember that litter of kittens the barn cat had?
Yep. It took us forever to get rid of them.
You mean find them good homes. Morgan told me about Happy Hearts, the animal sanctuary. His nephew adopted a dog and cat. If that place had been around, we wouldn't have had such a hard time getting people to take the kittens. Do you remember Belle?
Of course. You learned to ride on her.
Yeah, she was a sweetheart.
Gramps knew she would be. He picked her up for you. You really want to know what got me twisted up? The damn animal sanctuary of Daphne Taylor's.
What? Why?
This is cattle country. It's always been survival of the fittest. That's nature's way. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Whether it's horses or cows, the ones that make it against the odds ensure the strength of the bloodlines to produce hardy offspring, able to withstand adverse conditions.
As I understand it, Daphne takes in animals and hooks them up with someone to love them. She provides a service to the community.
If you ask me, that girl has too much time on her hands if she can take care of animals that have no practical function.
You have dogs, and you love them.
I do, but they serve a purpose. They herd cattle. Well, I've got work to do.
Right.
How did your appointment go with the lawyer?
She said I have a strong case and will draw up the paperwork.
Good. Thanks for getting my order.
Morgan finished feeding the horses, then jumped in his truck for the short drive to his house on Dalton's Grange. 15 minutes later, he was showered, changed into clean clothes, and smelled pretty good, too. There was a knock on his door, and when he opened it, Holt and Amanda were there with their little one, Robbie.
Hey, little man.
Hi, Uncle Morgan.
Amanda, when are you going to get smart and leave this guy to run away with me?
As tempting as that offer is, I love him.
Hands off my woman, big brother.
How come you don't think I could take her away from you?
Because with women, you're all hat and no saddle. As soon as one gets seriously sweet on you, that's it.
How did you guys know you were it for each other?
That's hard to put into words. First time I laid eyes on Amanda, I knew she was something special.
As if. To answer your question, Morgan, love is when you light up in the presence of one certain person. That's someone you can't wait to be with and never want to leave. It can sneak up on you gradually or hit you like a bolt of lightning. And you just know.
That's the best you can do.
You're impossible.
Thank you. I'll try.
And succeed nicely. Seriously, Morgan, thanks for helping out with Robbie today.
Happy to help. How'd you get to be such a good dad? God knows ours left a lot to be desired in the role model department.
Neil's made mistakes, but he loves our mom. When she was in the hospital after the heart attack, I overheard him talking to the chaplain, promising to be a better husband. I believe he was sincere. Don't sell yourself too short. I'm off to my meeting. Be home as soon as I can.
I'm under strict orders to not let him get attached to an animal or under any circumstances bring another one home. Is something wrong?
What? No.
I'm going to see Tiny Tim.
That pot-bellied pig is his favorite.
Stay where we can see you.
He'll be fine. Daphne will look out for him. Is that someone you know?
Yeah. Erica Abernathy.
Well, you're lighting up, Morgan. Mel!
Hi! Well, where are my manners, Erica? This is my friend, Amanda Jenkins, and this is Gabe's sister. She just came in from Colorado.
Nice to meet you, Erica. I guess you know Morgan Dalton?
Yes. Hi again, Erica.
Hi again, Morgan.
Erica wasn't sure, but she was happy to see Morgan. He looked as sexy as he did earlier that day. But he was more relaxed now, and it seemed that he was also happy to see her.
Amanda, I hear Brittany's up to her ears in alligators with denim and diamonds.
Denim and diamonds?
It's a black tie fundraiser in early November. It's going to be a real swanky affair at the Taylor Ranch. Everyone is going to be there. You should come, Erica.
Oh, I don't know.
Your folks are probably going. Gabe and you too, right, Mel?
We wouldn't miss it.
You should really think about coming, Erica. It'll be the biggest social event of the year.
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a date.
I could go with you.
Erica couldn't believe Morgan had just volunteered to escort her to the biggest social event of the year. But he looked completely serious, a little embarrassed. Mel and Amanda were staring at both of them.